Who is Carrie? By James Lincoln Collier and Christopher Collier. Narrated by Lisa Renee Pitts. 1. I got down to the harbor just as a bell in Trinity Church was ringing 2 o'clock. The streets was just as crowded as they could be, and down at the dock it was packed solid, everybody standing there, looking out into the water, shouting and cheering and all of that. I was late. I wished I'd got there sooner, but everybody at Mr. Franz's tavern was all in a sweat about General Washington coming to be inaugurated president, and they made me scrub over the kitchen twice until everything gleamed, even though nobody said nothing about General Washington coming to the tavern. And even if he did come, he wasn't likely to go to the kitchen and fry himself some eggs. Presidents don't fry their own eggs. Leastwise, not as I figured. We'd never had a president of the United States before, so I couldn't be sure. Maybe they did fry their own eggs, just to show they was plain folks and all. But the cooks didn't care who was going to fry eggs. Everything in the kitchen had to gleam like the moon, and so I sweat and moaned and told them I'd miss seeing the general land in the harbor. And they said I wasn't to go nowhere. I was to sit right there in the kitchen, gleaming things until my arm fell off, and go on gleaming with the other arm after that. But of course they skidded off to see Washington themselves, like I knew they would. And as soon as they was out of sight, I skidded off after them, going around by Greenwich Street instead of Broadway, so's nobody.